Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Where is Mashiach? The 12th of our 13 principles of Amuna requires us eagerly to await Mashiach. I don't think there's anyone, religious or not, that doesn't want Mashiach. So where is he? Let's find out. Well, the Melitzer Rebbe's grandfather was the Holy Shatzer Rav of London, Rabbi Shalom Moshkowitz of saintly and blessed memory. The Shatzer Rav once related an old Hasidic story about one of the big tzaddikim who encountered Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, and he asked him, Holy prophet, where is Mashiach? Eliyahu HaNavi answered with a question, who wants Mashiach? Well, the tzaddik answered, we all do. We're all begging Hashem to send him. Eliyahu HaNavi countered, you think so? Come with me and let's find out. So Eliyahu HaNavi took the tzaddik to a nearby hamlet, a shtetl, where they visited an inn and pub, what we call in Yiddish a kretschma. Well, the innkeeper, a humble Jew who rented the inn from a Polish nobleman that owned and ruled the area, he received Eliyahu HaNavi and the tzaddik most graciously. Eliyahu HaNavi asked the innkeeper, tell me, my son, are you longing for Mashiach? Of course I am, exclaimed the innkeeper. Why, Eliyahu said. Well, it's been a rough winter, and there haven't been many travelers passing through, and I barely made enough money for bread, much less the rent. I'm afraid that the poor, it's the nobleman, he's going to throw me out in the snow. Well, Eliyahu and tzaddik left the inn. And Eliyahu said to the tzaddik, you see, the innkeeper, he doesn't want Mashiach. He wants a solution to his own problems. So they went on to a few more people. One needed a dowry to marry off his daughter. Another needed a horse and a wagon. Everyone wanted Mashiach as a solution for his or own material problems. Nobody wanted Mashiach for spiritual reasons. Is this remindful of us? Why do we want Mashiach? There's a lot to be upset about now. We just rebounded from another missile confrontation with Gaza, and the winds of war blowing from the direction of Iran and Hezbollah. What's even worse is the unprecedented intramural hate, incitement, and media venom targeting the observant public in Israel. You know what that means? Praying for our own selfish interests is not what Hashem wants. We received the Torah at Mount Sinai because of a moment of national unity when the children of Israel set aside their differences, and in Rashi's words, they came together like one person with one heart. Not only must we pray for that, but each of us must accept the challenge of bringing good into the world. We have to be sensitive to one another. We can't wait until the neighbor's good and say, well, the neighbor's good, I'll be good too. No, we have to each one of us take our own initiative. The mom of a yeshiva boy, she's got to pray for the safety of a soldier on the Lebanese border. And she's got to appreciate the fact that the soldier's mom has sleepless nights. Well, the soldier's mom has to appreciate the fact that a yeshiva boy is up at late night, immersed in Torah, creating a protective cloud for her son on the front. We have to rid ourselves of vocabulary with all negativity. And all the intramural hate does is prolong the diaspora and delay Mashiach. Well, Shavuos is the time to bring Mashiach. All we have to do is to cast aside the prejudices from all sides and come back to being one nation with one heart, serving our one God. Amen. Happy Shavuos.